Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will relay three of all of our ag events coming to our community, like the annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 17th. But first, with May just 2 days away, thoughts of the May activities fill our head, especially here in McPherson County. May Fete, the May Day Parade, and all the family gatherings associated with the week-long May Day activities come to mind. School will soon be out for the summer, and graduations will take place in a couple of weeks. May also brings warmer temperatures and a new season for agriculture. Everyone, including town people and our rural community, have different projects that have moved to the top of their to-do lists. Everyone is thinking about outside jobs and all that comes with it. Gardens are being planted, flowers are being placed, and the joy of just being outside is favorable. Livestock producers are busy tending their fences, working cattle, and preparing for the upcoming breeding season. Our farmers have already begun scouting out wheat fields and alfalfa fields, planting corn, and getting their ground ready to plant soybeans and sorghum. Here at the Extension office, the month of May also brings a fresh set of questions to be answered, extension information to be delivered, and dates to be set for tours and extension programs, and a time to get out and meet the friends out in the community. I want to remind everyone of all the services we provide here in the office of K-State Research and Extension. We offer many diagnostic tests one can get done for your home or farm. We do soil testing and insects and plant disease identification. The Extension office can send samples off for water, grain, and forage analysis. Call or stop by the office and let us help you with any of your questions. In my wheat news, May 17th is the date set for our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour. We will start at the Patrick Plot in Marquette at 9 a.m. and then at 11:30, we will meet at the Mid-Kansas Learning Center in Mound Ridge for a lunch sponsored by our good friends at MKC. At 1 o'clock, we will be at the Golly Plot north of Mound Ridge, a quarter mile north of 23rd and Cheyenne. Our last stop of the day will be the Inman Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue, again on Cheyenne Road. Plan now to spend part of your day on Friday, May 17th, listening to the K-State Wheat Specialist talk about the different varieties of wheat, along with the disease pressures we might find in this year's wheat crop. Kansas Wheat Alliance will be sponsoring drinks at each of our stops. And don't forget about this year's Farmers Market, starting the first weekend in June. I can't wait to see what all the vendors are bringing to this year's McPherson County Farmers Market, right here in the Round Top Building at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson. Our applications for our upcoming Farm Safety Day camp will be sent home soon to all 8 to 12-year-old students in the McPherson County schools. This annual Safety Day camp will be June 5th, sponsored by McPherson County Farm Bureaus Association, McPherson County 4-H Junior Leaders, and the Mid-Kansas Co-op in cooperation with KSRE McPherson County. Sign your youngster up and join us in a fun-filled day of learning about safety on the farm. Each participant will receive a free camp t-shirt, free lunch, and refreshments throughout the day. Plan now to send your 8 to 12-year-old student to our Farm Safety Day camp, June the 5th. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your ag or programming questions.